KNKX connects you to food for thought, and we all have favorite dishes we enjoy over and over again. 88.5's Dick Stein and KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson each recently discovered recipes that are destined to become old favorites. They're going to tell us all about their new loves at first bite.
Stein, you know how sometimes you're making the same recipes over and over and over again because you love them, or, you know, your wife loves them, or your kid loves, whatever. Twice this week, I had two recipes I'd never had before that I immediately thought, that's it. I'm making them a million times.
What were they?
One was a roasted cauliflower with apple and dill recipe. I was at a friend's house, and she made this dish. It was room temp, just delicious. And I said, where'd you get this recipe? So it actually came from a cookbook I've had on my shelf for over 10 years. It's The Herbal Kitchen, Seattle chef Jerry Tronfeld. It was done when he worked at the herb farm. He now owns Poppy and Lionhead, the Sichuan restaurant that I absolutely would love to have recipes from. Jerry, are you listening? But anyway, this roasted cauliflower was extraordinary. It was so good that I had it for lunch, went home and made it for dinner, and then the next day I bought more cauliflower so I can make it again.
The new kale is what I've heard about cauliflower. I like it too. To be honest, I don't think I've ever found a cauliflower recipe I like as well as just eating it raw right off the head.
Seriously?
Well, yeah, seriously. Sometimes I put it in curries and so on. I like cauliflower, but yeah.
So let me just tell you a little bit about this one. You take the florets and roast them. He suggests roasting it in a large, shallow baking dish, right, so you can spread them out and it doesn't steam. Next time, I'd use a sheet pan for sure. And it just has fresh dill and a red onion, unpeeled apple that you coarsely chop, and also currants. But I had those for lunch, and I used golden raisins at dinner because that's what I had on hand. This stuff tastes good hot. It tastes good cold. It tastes good the next day. I feel like I should just have some of it in my fridge at all times.
Well, that sounds good, except for the apples and the currants and stuff.
Oh, God.
What can I tell you? Let me tell you what I've been making. I've made this three times since I came across this recipe. It's a taco filling, potato and chorizo sausage. It's a very simple filling. All you do is just cook off some loose chorizo and then cut up some potatoes, very small, into a quarter-inch dice. Parboil them with a little bit of vinegar and salt. Let them drain and brown them. They get really crisp from parboiling. Mm-hmm. Gelatinizes the surface of the spuds. And then pretty much that's it. Just put those two things together and serve it with salsa verde, with the usual stuff you have on the side with tacos, minced onions, radishes, cilantro, whatever you like. De Groot went crazy for it, and I've made that two or three times now. Going to be one of our real standbys.
I need to get you a copy of Pacific Northwest Veg by Kim O'Donnell. This is a book that just came out. There's a recipe in there for rhubarb salsa that would taste absolutely great. It has some radishes in it as well in the taco you're describing.
Anything else you've come across?
I don't watch food TV much, so I don't really know a lot about Ina Garten other than her Barefoot Contessa books sell like crazy. I got my hands on the one called How Easy Is That? There was a recipe in it for roasted shrimp with feta. It's like a one-pot dish, and we put the cast iron skillet that I cooked them in right on the table and ate it out of there. It was prawns with tomato, oregano, pernil, and fennel. The pièce de résistance is homemade breadcrumbs right on the top. It's a gorgeous dish, and it's something that I know I'm going to probably be putting on the rotation at least once a month, if not every other week.
Can we get one or two of those recipes for the Food for Thought post at KNKX from you? And I'll do a link to the potato and chorizo taco filling. Just love it.
You got it, brother.
With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Kitchen safety tip number one. Always wear shoes.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
I go for the steel-toed boots. Why take a chance?
Stein.